Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we will talk the WWE wrestler whose name has been banned from TV and they might be released.
Sheamus blasts back at Body Sheamus.
We have a couple of AEW titles being unified this weekend.
And the most valuable combat sports promotions of 2024 have been revealed. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
All right, we're going to kick this one off by talking about Drew Gulak.
Yes.
Just his current situation, what's going on with his stance in WWE and his position in the company. So if you don't know, this all stemmed from an interview that Ronda Rousey, the former WWE star, former UFC star, of course, pioneering mixed martial artist and very successful pro wrestler as well. She gave an interview with News Nation earlier this month and alleged that content warning for the allegations here, of course. I'll give you a couple of seconds to compensate that. But yeah, she alleged that at one point when they were in WWE, Gulak grabbed the drawstrings on her sweatpants without consent. I'll read you the quote that Ronda gave during that interview, so none of it's out of context or anything. Drew Gulak, that's who it was. I confronted him later and I was like, if I ever hear about you putting your hands on any other woman like this or doing anything like this to me ever again, we're going to have a problem. He was like, no, I'm glad you said something to me. He really backpedaled, but it put a sour taste in my mouth about the culture there and what's considered acceptable and how to touch and how to treat women in the hallways and anywhere. So Gulak responded to this, right? And he tweeted on the 3rd of April, backstage at a WWE event in 2022, I saw Ronda talking with a group in the hallway. I stopped to say hi and shake all their hands, and in an attempt to shake their hand, I accidentally touched her drawstring. Complete accident and one that I had apologized for. One that I had apologized to her for the mishap. So he has claimed it's an accident. Ronda has claimed that, you know, he grabbed the drawstring without consent. So there's been an edict with it, because obviously he was part of on-screen storylines in NXT at the time all of this started. He's since kind of vanished from those. Mm-hmm. He's not been featured as part of his stable. And according to Corey Brennan of Fightful, there has been an edict issued, a directive within NXT to not mention him on TV. So that's why when he was... It was implied that he was killed off this week by the family. His name wasn't mentioned or anything like that. That is why. Now, will Drew Gulak be staying with WWE in the wake of all this? The answer is probably not. Fightful, in a separate report on Fightful Select, note that Gulak isn't expected back anytime soon, if at all. And Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer reported that although there were witnesses to this situation, they were inconclusive. It's come down to a situation of one side's word against another side's word. But he believes that WWE will likely let Gulak go in the wake of all of this. So, look, we weren't in the room, but obviously if he's done that and it's not, you know, accidental or whatever, if it is accidental, he should be the most apologetic man on earth. If it's not accidental, to me, that is completely unacceptable. Yeah. It's indicative of a culture we should have moved on a long, long time ago. And look, Ronda Rousey, controversial figure for sure. But you know, whatever you think of her views on other things or whatever, if this is deliberate, this is disgusting behavior.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, and I, like you say, I wouldn't be surprised if he's gone as well, because you know WWE Sense is trying to introduce this no tolerance policy, really move the conversation along for how they deal with this sort of thing, because of all the dark times that preceded, well, the last couple of decades, if not more, basically within that company. And as you mentioned, yeah, He was already removed from the No Quarter Catch Cruise Tron a week or so ago. Then, yeah, he's basically written off storylines by being killed off by the family. It doesn't look like he's long for WWE.
No, it doesn't. And they've obviously conducted an investigation into all of this as well. It is tricky when it comes down to situations like this, yeah. I guess, where the witnesses have been inconclusive, as Meltzer states here. But, I mean, if he's done that on purpose, yeah, he should absolutely be gone. And he should be absolutely ashamed of himself as well, if he has, and it wasn't an accident.
Moving on, it's been quite a week for wrestlers clapping back at Bellends on social media. We had Nyla Rose just the other day, and now Sheamus has fired back, obviously returned on Monday Night Raw, looking slightly bigger than he did when he left. And that apparently merited a conversation about his body, despite the fact he still looked fantastic in the ring and what have you. And, well, Andy and I have discussed off air, we'd kill to have Sheamus's body.
Yeah, if I'm 46 and I look that's his age, I'm 36.
Yeah.
If I'm 10 years older and I look like that, I've won the lottery, man. Like, he's a... We'll talk about this, but, you know...
Sheamus has handled this in the best possible way. He beat Ivar in his return match on Monday Night Raw. But as I said, there was a lot of talk on social media about it, and therefore Sheamus tweeted, okay, take your best shots, whaleness, too many pies, etc. And then we're done with the photoshopping and shaming. I was aiming for the draft and got an early call-up. My bad, on me. I've been sleeping in the gym ever since, so watch this space. I appreciate the love too, because there have been people saying nice things about Sheamus, quite rightly. He also posted on Instagram earlier in the week, the road back to the ring is slow, rough, and unimaginably painful. 2 months ago, I thought I was hanging up my boots for good, but a lot of doctors, trainers, and physios helped me get me cleared to do what I love. Fight, hashtag, this is what we do. Yeah. I think you have to take this into context. How often do we report on something terrible that a wrestler's been going through and you subsequently think, maybe I shouldn't have had a go at them for slightly botching a promo or something 3 weeks ago? Yeah. You don't know what wrestler's going through. Sheamus thought he might be hanging up his boots. He had planned for a return date that is a couple of weeks from now, so maybe he wanted a bit more time to get in shape, but this is the business we're in right now. And also, he looks fine.
He looks totally fine, yeah. And look, when he came out on Raw, I was like, oh, Sheamus looks a bit different physically.
But maybe he's bulked up. Right? Maybe that's his new character.
Yeah, like, he's not as cut or whatever as he was before, but ultimately, I didn't give a crap because he's Sheamus and he's awesome.
I like that all wrestlers don't look like Austin Theory, for example.
Yeah, definitely. And also, the guy's 46 years old.
Yeah.
Like, he's got spinal stenosis. He's had serious injuries. He thought he was going to retire 2 months ago.
The picture that was like him before he left to him now to Fat Bastard from Austin Powers. What?
Also, like, these people who were doing these, like, who were taking the piss out of him were like, the photo's clearly edited of Sheamus and stuff as well, and it's like, people are just assholes. Like, people are just mean. They lack empathy.
Never touched a weight in their bloody lives.
Yeah, probably. That's the thing. Like, I'd love
I have, of course. Boom.
I'd love to see the average six pack of the people who are going in on Sheamus here. Look, I think he's...
Tell them what we did in the office yesterday.
What did we do?
We were talking about planking off the back
of Edge. Oh, gosh,
Edge and Christian saying that's how they got ripped. I was like, oh, cool, is it that easy? And Andy said, do a plank for 60 seconds. And I almost had to take today off, basically.
Yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy at all. Ultimately, it's just... look, idiots are going to call me soft. I don't care. You had to just be nicer to people.
Yeah.
And you have to show a little bit more. I guarantee if you were on there going, whaleness or whatever he said here. And actually, he's taken this in good spirits.
He has taken it really well.
So shout outs to Sheamus. And shout outs to him for actually shooting back at these people as well. But yeah, if you're sitting there and you're going, hey, Sheamus doesn't look as good as he used to or whatever, like, just be nicer. You'll feel better in your soul and your heart.
He's only looked in incredible shape for 20 years at least.
Yeah, and it's like I said earlier, if I look like that when I'm 46, I am delighted. I'm 36 and I look like a bag of toothpaste.
If I could swap my body for it now, I would.
Yeah, come on.
Just a big bag of milk over it.
I went for toothpaste, you went for milk. Two different consistencies.
But both soft.
Yeah, there you go. So, hey... Shout out to Sheamus. I love Sheamus.
Yes, we love Sheamus.
I've been a Sheamus champion for ages and ages. And I don't know what videos you'd watch, but go back and watch. Every time I talk about Sheamus, I love this
Can't wait to see him and Beaker at the big Ginger family reunion.
Yeah, all the gingers in one place.
Gotta love Beaker as well. Shout
Chris
to Beaker.
Evans, he's there.
Yeah. I don't want to.
Hardest Geezer, he's there.
Yes.
Everyone's there. All the guys, the geezers.
Little Cook. You know what we do in the Spider-Man meme?
Her from Brave, the Pixar movie.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Right. What's next? Okay, Tony Khan's going to unify some titles.
Oh, thank goodness.
This weekend. So, on this week's Dynamite, it was made official, the Ring of Honor Trios World Champions, the Acclaimed.
I couldn't remember which one was with you, brother.
Versus the Ring of Honor Trios Champions, who are the Bang Bang Gang.
Yeah.
It was announced this week that they're going to wrestle a Dynasty this weekend, and that is going to be a unification match. Tony Khan announced during the pre-Dynasty Dynasty media call that whoever wins that match will be called the Undisputed World Trios Champions. Here's the quote. I will read this, don't worry. The winners of the match will be the Undisputed World Trios Champions. I think that's very cool, and it'll create a lot of opportunities for the top trios out there. I think it's very exciting, you know, some of the consolidation and unification of champions. Tony also revealed that the reason this booking was left so late was because someone was injured.
Okay.
And he wanted to wait until there was clearance, so fair enough. Mm-hmm. When they put it together on the pay-per-view, I was a bit like, oh, okay, adding another round. It has been built.
A bit disappointing it's on zero for all the work they've put into it.
Yeah, they are on quite often. It's like not a match that you can look at and go, ah, last minute thrown together. Yeah. It clearly hasn't been. They've been working on this for months. I am glad that they're unifying those two belts, yes, because I don't think you need two trios divisions across those brands.
Yeah, just to caveat that, I'm happy, like you are, that they're unifying these belts, but I don't want this to be a trend of unifying multiple belts across AEW and Ring of Honor.
Well, how about we unify every men's singles title? And we
yeah,
only have
just one big, that you melt them all down and put them under, if you can pick it up, you're the champion, basically.
Yeah, oh, that's Satnam Singh then, and no one else.
Yeah, yeah. Look, you don't need like a unified Ring of Honor and AEW women's or men's world champion, but yeah, the trios belts is they're not nothing, yeah, obviously, but I think it was stretched kind of thin. So
yeah, I do think the AEW ones, the main ones, yeah, I guess, have gone down since the House of Black lost them. Mm-hmm. I think the Wembley match was fun. It was what it was, but this Billy Gunn.
Give it to Shane Taylor Promotions, that's what I say.
I love Shane Taylor Promotions. I'm on board with the governor.
Yeah,
friend of the channel.
Go friend of the channel, yeah. I hope that's the direction they're going in next.
That'd be nice, yeah. I mean, putting them on the Bang Bang Gang might be fun as well. They're assholes.
They are great assholes. Yeah. And we'll bring you all the fallout from Dynasty after the weekend.
We will be here on Monday.
Right, let's talk about the most valuable combat sports promotions of 2024. Forbes revealed their list yesterday, and I'm sure the conversation about this, as it has been on Twitter, is going to be completely sensible. Number one, UFC, $11.3 billion. They made $1.29 billion in 2023 revenue. Number two in this list is WWE, of course, $6.8 billion. They made more than the UFC last year, $1.33 billion. In this, they also mentioned, like, who are the top draws. So you got, like, Israel Adesanya, for example, in the UFC. For WWE, list the top draws as Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes, and Rhea Ripley. And, yep,
yeah,
can't disagree with that one. And AEW, this is the bit that everyone's going to have fun with, $2 billion. Estimated 2023 revenue, $250 million. Top draws, Young Bucks, John Moxley, Kenny Omega. I don't know anything about this. I know what the story is. What I mean is, I'm not a finance guy, so I'm not going to comment on it, and you shouldn't either.
Yeah, this is it. Like, you'll get a lot of people going, I'd say it's closer to 1 billion, actually, when obviously the people who put this article together have done the work and they know what they're talking about, so.
There's like back and forth because Meltzer had a figure a while back, and so I get it, but I just. Does it affect you?
Yeah.
Why care about it?
Your enjoyment of the day. I would say that we should maybe just trust the experts a bit more often in today's society.
At the same time, I will say, as I mentioned at our live show in Philadelphia, thanks once again to everyone who came for that. I did mention that if you look up online how much Simon Miller's worth, it's 3 to 5 million.
I'm going to Google mine actually while we're doing that. It's going to come up with the tennis player, right?
Congratulations to Simon Miller. And I guess he never has to work again by the sounds of that.
To be fair, I
reckon if he was shoot worth 5 million, if he had $5 million in the bank, he'd still do it because he just bloody loves wrestling.
He loves it, brother. Right, so it's technically impossible to Google me. $135 million, though, is what the other Andy Murray's worth, so I'll take that.
I've just searched how much I am worth. £3.50.
Hell of a deal. Can't even get a Greg's meal deal for that.
I was going to say, the Tesco meal deals are on me, boys.
Oh, if you got a club card, brother, it's £3.40. If not, you cannot afford a sandwich and crisps.
Hang on, have a bro with me in today. Yay! Making it rain, baby!
mine fell off my keyring the other day.
Oh,
I can't use it!
Anyway, don't have an argument in the comments because it does not affect you.
Yeah, just enjoy life, man.
And
be nice to Seamus, you pricks.
I don't want to lose that, actually. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions.
The pricks are the people who are being mean
yes.
to him, not everyone.
At WhatCultureWWE on X, if you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Rick. Some great questions today. Thank you to everyone who sent them in. Richard starts us off. After the question about Cena turning heel yesterday, and if you haven't seen that, check out yesterday's news. I was thinking that you could have a tag team with heel Cena, I'm glad you're sitting down for this, and heel Rock.
Oh my God.
Could be a lot of fun. How would you book this team right now? You could even maybe add Batista for the Hollywood connection. Cool, so WWE's getting trios titles and they're never losing them.
Yes.
What a team!
This is the best.
Have more be baldies like your boys from Dune.
Boom, there you go. Well, this is great. They've all got the Hollywood connection, so instead of the Hollywood blondes, they could be the Hollywood...
Really thought you were going to say balds there? Apparently not.
No, that's me and Simon Miller.
Okay, yeah.
The Hollywood balls. Would beat the Dudley boys in the quiz.
I literally never have them lose. I don't mean like build them up and then sort of... No, just never lose. Just retire on top. Retire the belts with them.
This is the most preposterous idea I've ever heard, and I love it. It's great.
It proves that WWE is making money hand over fist, because I think they could probably do that.
Every single week, they should squash like a beloved, like, internet favorite wrestler.
Great news, guys. We've got the Revival back. They've jumped from AEW. 3 seconds. See you later, guys.
Everyone takes a finisher. Go home. Thanks for that house. I love the Hollywood.
Great pitch, Richard, and apologies to our editor today. John Thornsbury says, good morning, legends. Morning, John. Does all the time spent on having people like Jade Cargill, Braun Breaker, and Tiffany Stratton decide between Raw and SmackDown seem like a waste now with the draft a week away?
Sorry,
good point.
I completely missed the question. I was just thinking about swearing. What's the question again?
Does it seem a bit pointless having Braun and Tiffany and Jade pick a brand when the draft is coming up literally next week?
Yeah, definitely. They should save it for the draft.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to protect the sanctity of the draft, if such a thing exists. But I do think that in wrestling, you should take these things seriously,
yeah,
and you should play by your own rules, because when you break your own rules, what are you left to believe in the programming? So, yeah, I agree. The idea of them picking a brand independent of the draft is silly when it starts next Friday.
Yeah, when they could just be immediately picked up by the Raw bot or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
But we do like the draft here, Andy, so much we made a little video about it.
We did indeed. It's going up tonight, 7:45 PM UK, 2:45 East Coast. It'll be good.
A lot of fun. 10 drafts that must happen, basically.
Yeah, there you go.
Final question today comes from Andrew Richardson. Andrew, thank you as always for your question. Morning, gents. Happy Friday to you. Happy Friday
you.
To you too. Happy pre-420 to everybody who celebrates that.
I got a $20 sale on my Cameo at the moment.
Ah!
Because it's 420. $20? If you want a Cameo, hit me up.
Should I join Cameo?
Yeah, you should. Sice joined it.
Oh, I did see Sice.
She's second in line. You should be third.
Oh,
Let's
tell you what.
Make some money, brother.
Hope you've got £300.
Someone Miller charges like, yeah, 20 quid as well. And I'm like, 300 quid for me. So
yeah, 1,000.
If you want me to just rip off catchphrases from my favourite TV shows from the 90s, it's going to cost you. Andrew Richard says, with the tag titles at Dynasty being a ladder match, do you see Jack Perry getting involved and handing the titles to the Bucks?
Yeah, I think that's going to be the finish.
I agree.
For sure. I think they are, they've done all this to set up the return of the scapegoat. I think that they are wise to lean into the heat and surging awareness.
Particularly now, like that Chicago show, it was all about Jack Perry.
Yeah, definitely. So, like, look, they've already shown the footage. They can't take that back, whether you agree with it or you disagree with it.
Disagree.
I wouldn't have done it either, personally. But they've done that. Now you might as well make the most of the residual heat, and you might as well use Jack Perry and try and get Jack Perry super over as a heel, because I do think he will be for a while after this, as he was on the New Japan show Windy City Riot last week.
I've said this on numerous videos before. I can't believe the Young Bucks have made me like heel authority figures again, but I think they've done a stellar job. They've also got Okada as part of their group of gaggle of bastards. Add Jack Perry to it, absolutely. If you're gonna bring him back, now's the time. Strike while the iron's hot and have him screw FTR and handing Young Bucks the tag titles, and then you can bring him back. Like, we were talking in the office there, I'm sure the boys won't mind, about like, oh, okay, who do you have fight Swerve as soon as he, hopefully if he wins the title on Sunday, Jack Perry would be a hell of a first opponent.
If he stays over, it's a good idea.
And I know how he stays over, the scapegoat, remember those like yelling goats? They were popular about 15 years ago or something, wasn't it?
That's right.
And then for some reason that Thor film was like, that's still a thing, isn't it?
Let's bring them back in, brother.
I was like, that's about 2 years ago, I was like, it's been a decade since that was a thing.
Trajectory.
It was like Taylor Swift. You'd put them putting the goats in Taylor Swift's song.
Oh, I just swore again.
There's the three of that trick.
Here we've got two See You Next Tuesdays and FUCK. What a day.
But if not Jack Perry, the FTR, here's our picks. Here's our prediction.
We really need to update this box. Yes. We need a WWE one as well.
Yes, we do.
Okay, I've got two, so I'm reading them both.
Okay.
Preston Vance.
Right.
He's not been on TV for a while. And Ari Daivari.
Okay. The person who's going to cost FTR and handing him books the titles is our guy. Luther!
Why not?
Get Timeless Tony Storm in the group of bastards.
Short one tonight, boys.
Would like to see old-fashioned Young Bucks in black and white and what have you.
Yeah,
I'm really excited for Dynasty this Sunday. Anyway, for now, though, let us know your thoughts on everything we discussed, apart from the finance stuff, because you don't need to talk about that, because it's just fact, in the comment section below. Like, share, subscribe. And while you're at it, why not check out this video right here?
Money.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.